producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Yes, normally it's Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, and thank you for having us as part of your Saturday evening. We're grateful to be here with you, the most syndicated weekend broadcast in talk radio existence right now. And that's because we are not only on a lot of radio stations, we are also multi-platform on the tremendous partner with Biz Television, some 60 markets, I think, nationwide, and millions of households represented in that. And just wherever you're from and however you find your way to us each Saturday, we are grateful to be here every single time. We've got an interesting conversation that started in the first hour. We're going to get to another interesting conversation that involves Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson this week has had to, and it's a shame what people have done. People that don't, that are not necessarily politically savvy, saw a headline yesterday by a group called the Politico. Now, the Politico are a bunch of guys in Washington, D.C. that started a news agency after they had been collectively bloggers, blogging in their mother's basements in their pajamas for a number of years. And so then they got together and they said, hey, let's make a newspaper. So they so the Politico was formed, and now, because it has a certain roster of people that write for it and so forth, it's quasi well respected in the nation's capital. But when they do stuff like this, it makes me wonder if they're not still just a bunch of losers in their PJs in their mommy's basements writing on blogs, because they titled a story yesterday claiming that Ben Carson admitted to fabricating a story about a scholarship and whether or not he was he had applied and admitted and was admitted to West Point Military Academy. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that 90% of the story that they say is false turned out to, in fact, be true. But that didn't stop them from writing a blatantly false headline and leading their readers to believe that Dr. Ben Carson is now a liar. So immediately, I thought this was interesting. I thought it was so interesting that I immediately jumped on the Google, the Google that's on the interwebs, and I immediately typed in Ben Carson's name, and I wanted to see how many news outlets across the country were going to pick up this story from the Politico. And just like wildfire, USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, like everybody had some story on it. Oh, Dr. Ben Carson lied about going to the West. Well, Dr. Ben Carson's a liar. Oh, Dr. Ben Carson lied about this. I admitted to being a liar. Well, 3 minutes later, Dr. Carson's having to, he said what? And immediately the campaign came out with a statement denying that Dr. Carson had said anything of the sort. They reprimanded Politico for, in essence, lying in their coverage, and immediately began to push back in the press on the specifics of what Politico had reported. Now, it's interesting that the things that they wanted to try to make Dr. Carson look like he was not being truthful about have been in his books and out there as part of his campaign story, like, since the beginning. So I wonder what it is that's so curious about why they're doing this to him now. And I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that the mainstream press will vote in somewhere in the 8 to 9 out of 10 neighborhood for Hillary or whoever the Democratic nominee is, most likely Hillary, because no one else is posing a real challenge. And I'm wondering if it's because her trustworthy numbers are so great, they're so awesome. She's like the least trusted person to ever run for public office, particularly for president. But they are, we've got to size up some of the comparisons, because they say about Ben Carson, he's falsified his academic record. That didn't happen. He admitted he falsely claimed that he applied and was admitted to West Point Military Academy. That's not a lie, because that never happened. He never claimed that happened, and he never said that that he had applied or been admitted. They tried to say, well, you know, he said that he met with General Westmoreland around the Memorial Day parade, which we all know is what, in May, early June, late May, somewhere around there. And it may have taken place actually in February instead of May. So if it's May that he thought he met him and he actually met him in February, that's what, 2.5 months? So the interesting thing about this is, like, every little piece of the story that Politico tried to do a hatchet, an assassination of Ben Carson with, every little tiny detail that they tried to excoriate him with, every tiny little bit of information that they tried to say, ha, 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 see, he's a liar, turned out to not really be true at all. Now, here's the odd thing. And it is extremely interesting. I'm not a Ben Carson supporter. He said stuff that, you know, I'm not necessarily comfortable with. And I think he has minimal competency in terms of leadership experience that he can point to. Now, he may be a really good leader. I just don't see where he's ever run a big corporation or a state or something like would be a microcosm or training ground for running the presidency. And he thinks that's a strength. He released a statement this last week saying, my strength is I've spent my entire life saving people as a neurosurgeon. People come to me, their life is literally in my hands. I help beating hearts stay beating. I can't argue with that. Now, if he turns out to be the nominee, would Kevin McCullough vote for him over Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding? How many illegal ballots could I get? Like, I'd sign up every dead person in the cemetery five closest miles to me. I'd do everything. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't cheat. I'd be tempted, though. I'd be awfully tempted. But that would be their techniques. That's literally. There were some people who went to jail in Chicago this week for signing up dead people to vote in the last two election cycles. That's how Democrats get their candidates in. They cheat. I would not do that. But I would try to convince anybody that would listen of the difference of the character and the virtue between someone who's like Dr. Ben Carson and someone like Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't even apologize for it. Now, I'm not endorsing anybody in the primary. I'm not going down that route. But I thought that what the press did to Dr. Carson late in the week, Thursday into Friday into Saturday, was immensely unfair. And I think that it's smart that his campaign is pushing back. But I'm wondering what you think. Maybe you do think he didn't tell the truth. Maybe you do believe that it is something that should disqualify him from being president. I'd be glad to entertain your call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. One last note on this before I go to my first break. I saw Ted Cruz supporters on social media. This was really ugly, friends. Because Ted Cruz actually in the last debate came to the defense of all of the Republican candidates, as he should have. And he barked at the moderators and said, you guys are being unfair. And he recounted every question that every candidate had been given that was unfair to that point. And he included Dr. Carson in that. But Ted Cruz's supporters in the last 24 to 48 hours have disgusted me. Because they have sensed that maybe Dr. Carson was down for the count. And so, like vultures, they began to circle the carcass. Is it carcass if it's one or more? I don't carcass. So having said that, I was thoroughly disgusted with him and any other Republican candidacy that would have been playing it in that way. Now, I don't think that the man who's hosting Saturday Night Live tonight, I don't think that he weighed in on this. He's talked about Dr. Carson in other ways, Mr. Trump. But I don't think that he went after him on this, because I think he fundamentally probably saw that this was, in fact, an attack from a left-wing hatchet group that wanted to try to bring down the guy who is actually leading Trump now in Iowa and is closing in on his lead nationally. 888-340-3373. I'll give you a few more of the details when we come back, but I'm interested. Do you think Dr. Carson's gotten a raw deal here? I certainly think that he has. Do you think it's one that should prevent him from being president if he wasn't 100% accurate in everything related to whether or not he had an invite to get his tuition paid and everything else paid when he went to West Point? I mean, does it bother you that people were offering to help him get into West Point and he decided to turn down the offer? 888-340-3373. I'd love to know your thoughts on any of that. 888-340-3373. We'll talk to Ralph and take your calls when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin McCullough, live as we are each week. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, Baldwin McCullough live. Kevin McCullough in for the both of us tonight, and we are glad that you're with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373. And real quickly, before we go to the phones, I just want to make mention: if you could use 75% more money in your pocket than what is currently going out, and who couldn't use that? I've got something for you, but you need to call right now. It is called the New York RX card, and they are the wonderful people that have been working with me here in the local area for the last couple of years. And they are willing to supply you with this right here. I have one in my hand. The RX card that I have in my hand will actually secure for you for any prescription issues that you have, medications that you use, any medications that you may get for your pets that you can get through your pharmacy, for your family, for your kids, for your grandparents, for your aunts, for the uncles, whoever uses your pharmacy from your family, this prescription card, when the number that is on the card is inserted into your profile at your local pharmacy, and you may have Medicare, you may have insurance, you may have Medicaid, you may have a variety of things. The smart logic that is contained in the information on the RX card will always guarantee you a lower price than you, the lowest price possible. So it'll look at your Medicare plan. It'll look at your insurance plan. It'll look at the public price. It'll look at the price that you get with the discount that that card gives you. And it will always tell the computer to charge you the lowest price possible. It's called smart logic. It's a patented technology that they have, and it has already helped area New Yorkers save more than $90 million in prescriptions. Friends, there is no cost to you for this card, and here's how you get one tonight. You call 888-340-3373, and you hit extension 2. Yeah, that's the same phone number you call to get on the show, but right now you call it, you hit extension 2, you leave for us your name and your address, and we're going to get you an RX card this week. We'll get it out this week. We're running a little bit behind because some of us were out of town last week. But we want to get these savings into your pockets as quickly as possible. It's 888-340-3373, extension 2. Leave your name and your mailing address. We are not going to keep the information. It is going to go straight to you. This is free. It's confidential. There's no risk to you. We'll never give your information to anybody else. We only need your address to get you the card, and then that's it. We don't even keep track of it after that. So get your RX card today that is actually going to put money back into your pocket as much as 75% off your prescriptions, be they brand medications or generics. A lot of discount programs work only with the brands. This works with the brands and the generics, and we're happy to pass it on to you. 888-340-3373, extension 2. That's 888-340-3373, extension 2. There's one other way you can get the card. You can send me an email tonight to kmcradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, put RX card, and then put the same information in the body of the email, your name and address. That's all we need, just your name and address to get you the card. Send me that email to kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Put RX card in the subject line, and then give us your name and address in the body of the email. All right, that's it. Kevin McCullough, let's go to the phones. We're talking about Ben Carson and the grotesque treatment. Just absolute intent to assassinate this man's character that the Politico pulled out of its hat on Friday. And let's go to line 2, because Gino is calling from the Bronx. Hey, Gino.
Yeah, I told Jackie, your call screener, that her job is safe because I'm not going to take that ridiculous offer you made me earlier in the show. But aside from that, Dr. Carson is a great man, but he's got to toughen up and he's got to smarten up. He's got to have a tough skin and he's got to punch back. Whether it's the Democrats, whether it's the media, whether it's his fellow competitors on that stage, he's got to get tough. Resumes are not good enough anymore. Reputations are not good enough anymore. He's got to swing for the fences, and he's got to hit and aim low. That's the way they taught me at firearms training. You understand?
Yep.
It is a blood sport. It is not tiddlywinks. Running for president of the United States of America means you got to have the cojones to declare war if necessary or to send troops to their death. That's why Dr. Carson, as much as I like this man, and would probably vote for him if he does pull off a shocking miracle and get the nomination, he's got to toughen up. And the best way you toughen up is you let the scum in the media who went after him, especially political, you get them and you stick it to them every chance you get. And you go after Hillary, and you go after Bernie. And if necessary, you go after the other guys who are running against you, including the Trumpster who's going to do his clown routine tonight.
Well, but to Donald's credit, Gino, because I saw Ted Cruz come out and immediately, not Cruz himself, his supporters online, and there's a lot of them in my social media feeds, they immediately started pouncing on what they thought was Dr. Carson's dead carcass. They actually looked very foolish because the campaign put up such a response to the media that some of the facts actually came out. And when it did, it changed some people's minds. And to Trump's credit, he did not pile on. And I think that it showed because he's gone after Carson on a couple of other stuff. But on this, I think he saw that it was an unfair attack. And he thought, you know, I'm not going to attack a fellow Republican over that.
Okay. But even if that is the case, even if you got a couple of loonies and zanies who go on the Internet and bash their fellow Republicans instead of bashing Hillary, which is what they all should be doing.
Of course.
That aside, you got to still be able to take the blows. You got to be able to smack back. That's why the Trumpster is still ahead in most polls. And Dr. Carson, he's the lovable guy who conservatives in Iowa might give him the caucuses, but in New Hampshire, he's going to be dead meat. Because if they destroy his character, they being the media, destroy his character before he even gets to Iowa, he's finished. And that's one less conservative we have that will be able to get the ticket or get onto the ticket. I personally want Ted Cruz. He is now my starting quarterback because my starting quarterback got knocked out off of Survivor Island a couple of months ago, and that was Scott Walker. Because he turned out to be a bushmouth.
I thought you were a Trump guy.
I will vote for Trump only if,
as
a last resort, as a protest vote. But that means I still want a hardcore, true blue, total package conservative to get the nod for the president.
All right.
So I don't bash Carson. I won't bash Cruz, but you just did. So I should be going after you, Nancy boy.
No, I bashed his. Gino, you're not even being honest. I bashed his supporters. I said that Ted stood up.
Yeah, but you bashed me too. He started out.
I invited you to come
to the studio. We'll let him do call screening for a day. Now, what kind of an insult was that? Next month is my birthday, bro. It's either money from you and Stevie B, $50 a piece from each of you in a Hallmark card, or I do the show for free. You don't even have to pay me. I'll even settle for a couple of sizes of pizza and a 1 liter bottle of seltzer.
All right, Gino, thanks for the call. That was Stevie B. He slipped in here, in case you just didn't notice that on the break.
Is this on?
You said you'd take the 50 now?
I'll give you the 50 now.
Right now.
I'll give you the 50 right
just
now.
Just to be done with the issue of Gino's co-hosting?
I don't necessarily know that there's a Hallmark card that he'll appreciate, but anyway.
See, he's insulted, but Jackie actually was a listener to this show before she became our...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us every Saturday night. And I was saying this earlier in the first hour, but Kevin McCullough with you. And we were away for two Saturdays in a row. One, because we were literally we're sitting in chairs at 35,000 feet flying over open water. That was the first Saturday. And then last week, we just didn't have the connections to get connected back to here from Tiberias, Israel. But Stephen Baldwin is in studio, and Kevin McCullough. And
so we were almost
it's not
live
even,
from Tiberias.
Yeah, except that we weren't.
So it would have been very difficult.
It would have been.
And probably bad.
And it was.
It would have been.
I think we would have both been like, what time
is
it? Well, actually, you know what I remembered? I remembered last year when I was in Israel, you did the show solo that night.
Uh-huh.
And you guys called me to make a little appearance on the show. And I remember answering the phone at 3:45 in the morning going, Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went back and I listened to the podcast later, and Stephen's like, dude, you're wasted. You're gone. You're not even with us. And I'm like, huh? What?
So. And then there's times in recent past when it would have been the same situation for me. Poland, this.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, do the show.
No, you're making a movie in every time zone right now.
Get up
now.
In the middle of whatever.
In every time zone on every continent, Stephen Baldwin's making a movie currently. But so anyway, have you caught up on jet lag since we got back from Israel? Because we just got back Tuesday.
I have no idea.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have.
Every night at 8 o'clock, I'm like,
I don't think I ever will.
Well, that's probably
true. I think
I'm
permanently jet lagged.
That's entirely possible. It might not have anything to do with jets at all. It's just your weird sleeping habits.
I think I'm just jet lagged.
Just normal.
Immortal.
You go to bed what time?
Now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Because you kicked the kids out of the house.
It's embarrassing.
It's just you and the missus now. You get
right.
Everybody's out of the house.
And Kenya.
Well, the dogs. You got the dogs.
Kenya.
And the chickens.
My wife. Like, who, I mean, she could be exhausted and she's got to read the Bible. You know, she just,
right.
she won't go to bed unless she reads the Bible.
I'm not that spiritual.
God bless her.
If I'm really, really tired, I will fall asleep reading the Bible. I am not Superman on that regard.
Now, for whatever reason, the kids are out, but they're flying around. We're keeping an eye on them. Thanksgiving's coming, this, that. And with all the traveling from October, remember, Jordan, Philippines, Israel.
Right.
And I ain't no spring chicken anymore. So I've been like 9:30 since we've been back from Israel.
Right.
Out.
Me too. And then strangely awake at 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning.
No, I don't get that.
But I do. And I've been wandering the house going, where am I? And is there any food? Can I get some food? I'm just an old guy wandering my house. It's so pathetic because just like 5 years ago, I would have been like, I can do this, pop right back onto schedule and like, oh, but no, I hit that that slowdown. Like literally last night, I think the lovely bride was actually talking to me when I just, like she just got a test pattern
really?
Coming back from me. Yeah. Well,
out in the middle of the conversation.
Yes. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. We put a
That's embarrassing.
We put a television in the bedroom.
Did you drool?
No.
Okay.
No, we put a television in the bedroom. We had not had one for the first 10 years of our marriage.
Right.
And now that that's there and that Mike Lindell has gotten us all hooked up with all of the MyPillow accoutrements for the bed, she likes to sit there and write in her journal and do her Sudoku and play Candy Crush on her phone while watching the TV, whatever. I get in. As soon as I hit the bed, because the MyPillow stuff just makes you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's not like a light sleep. It's like you're out. So literally last night she's like, well, Thanksgiving's coming up and we don't have family coming and nobody's going to do anything with us. And what are we going to? Fine, you're not even talking to me. It was like, what?
And you fell asleep in the middle of that?
In the middle of the conversation. I'm in so much trouble. So much trouble. That, and I left her with 3 kids under 5 in the house.
Yeah.
For 10 days.
She's awesome.
She's.
I mean,
I do not deserve.
Can you believe who we're married to? There is a God in heaven.
That's self-evident.
More so in my case.
No, I would agree equally in mine, just in a different way. Because Kenny thinks your stuff is all kind of cute. Like, it's just, you're just kind of the cute little forgetful actor guy. Well, that's the act she puts on.
Quite some time I've been running that scam.
That's the act she put on in the bus all through the trip.
No, he's so cute.
Oh, Steven, he's always, he forgot his bags.
Yeah.
He's buying a new iPhone because he forgot the last one.
Yeah.
He gave his MyPillow away. He needs to get 4 more. By the way, you're going to get 4 for the price of 1 tonight. You got to call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. But anyway, a little reflection on the trip when we come back, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And we got some calls that want to talk about Carson. And I don't know if anybody still wants to talk about the topic from the first hour. We can do that as well. It's just a free-for-all on Saturday sometimes. And Trump is hosting Saturday Night Live tonight. How wild is that? Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
See when you call.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough.
That's me.
Number's 888-340-3373.
Yeah, very good.
888-340-3373.
It's like riding a bike.
No. No, it's harder than riding a bike.
You say that, and yet you do such a
good
job.
No, I can ride a bike and stand, put a foot on the seat and a foot on the handlebars and surf that thing.
Are you sure you can still do that?
And like be like, fly, be free.
Are you sure you can still do that?
But then I try to remember the number to this program, and my brain...
And he has nightmares about it.
It hurts.
He wakes up in a cold sweat.
There's a pain. Yeah.
I had a dream. I was doing the show with Kev, but I forgot the phone number.
There's a strange again. Thing.
Well, we were talking about Carson, and we were talking about what happened to him this week. Let's take a call or two. Ralph, you've been very patient. Thank you for your patience. Line three, you're on with Mr. Matinee Show and KMC.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Good evening.
Good evening.
You know, I gave us a big up and a shout out to Gino, Mama and Gino from the Bronx. As always, you know, coming on the radio and delivering his bluster and bombas. That being said, with regard to, you know, the earlier topic that we discussed about, let's quickly I go to that. Okay. Jay Johnson is, in my opinion, indeed making things up as he goes along. That's kind of like Obama, isn't it? And what else can one expect if he is doing
well? Of course, because he works for him. But Ralph, hold on a second. I just want to bring people up to speed, because if they just joined us, they don't know what we're talking about. The TSA is now saying that they may ban everything in your carry-on bag that's like in your shaving kit. So you can have your boxers and your socks in your, but you can't, they may ban your toothpaste, your mouthwash, your shaving cream, right. your razor. And they're saying, well, we have the power to do it because we're TSA.
Right.
So that's what Ralph is talking about. Now go ahead with your observation. Yeah, he works for Obama. It's not uncommon that he would practice the same thing that Obama does. I'll do what I want.
Yes. Okay. And that being said, you know, you have to, like, really believe that Obama is trying very, very hard to keep us safe and secure when all else that he has done or is about to do has either failed or flunked, okay? Now, this whole story about Ben Carson.
Okay? Yes.
I can only believe that Ben Carson is a viable candidate if he can galvanize the black vote. There was indeed an item in the New York Times as of last Friday alluding to that, okay, the black vote and Ben Carson.
Well, let me give you some perspective on that, Ralph, because that's a good point, and I'm going to let you finish your thought. But George W. Bush got 11% of the black vote. He far outpaced McCain and Romney, and he had the modern draw. Right now, Ben Carson is getting 22% of the African-American vote in the public polling. So he's doubling what in my lifetime was the highest garner of black votes by a Republican.
Right.
So that's not necessarily bad, Ralph. You're exactly right.
Right. Okay. This is not just, you know, the political is not just doing the hit piece. This is media bias, I would say, because this is other media outlet has picked up on this. This is the double standard, I would say. I would like for the political to find out about the school transcript of Obama, number one, and how Obama ended up being in, you know, at the top of the Harvard Law Review, number two. How did that, you know, came about?
Yeah, well, good luck with trying to get those explanations, because they're never going to appear. Sorry, Ralph, we got to move along. Let's go to Danny real quick in Florida. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Stephen. I'm glad you guys had a good time in Israel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, I'm waiting for Donald Trump tonight. I know that's your man, right, Stephen? Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for the Trumpster tonight. You know, if I had to pick anybody in the Republican Party, I'm not Republican. It would be Donald Trump ahead of any of those other guys.
Wait, you're not, Danny, you're not a Republican?
No, what a shock, huh?
Wow.
What a shock.
Who would have thought?
What a shock. I'm left of the town. I'm with the Yippie Party, but, you know, that didn't work out. But anyway, I'd like to say something about Dr. Ben Carson. First of all, to me, this guy is like a bizarre. He's like the Chauncey Gardner of the politics. I know you knew Chauncey Gardner was a character by Peter Sellers in the movie Being There, where he was a gardener, and everything he said, right. He didn't say anything. He was just like, wow, heavy, 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 and became president. Another thing. A couple of the statements that this guy has said, and there's been many. I picked two of them. Number one, when he said that the part about when he was in a 7-Eleven and a guy came in with a gun, and he aimed it at him, and he said, and he told somebody, he said, no, don't aim it at me. I'm not the clerk. Aim it at the clerk. And to me, he should be renamed Dr. Smith, or lost in space. No, take the child, not me. And just before that, he had been real macho about charging the gunman in Oregon without a gun. So, you know, it's either he was very unchristian-like, and if he did do that, And another and very unmacho. Another statement that he made was recently where he said he was a badass in school, and none of his elementary or friends can remember him being that way. So you know, I don't know where he's.
Well, that's according to news that you consume.
Right.
Yeah, because the campaign has addressed that. Yeah.
Yeah. When I look at him, I look at him. I say, he looks thoughtful, either stoned or he's got access to some tranquilizers. You know, he's a doctor.
Well, you know,
I think he's a little loony. I wouldn't.
You know, Danny. When it comes to knowing people who are stoned, I'm going to take your word for it because, dude, I don't know anybody more stoned than you most Saturdays. But seriously, you're my expert in that department.
No, you laughed at me. I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, but I know that Bernie Sanders would have a chance in the general against a Republican. Hillary would, I'm not as keen on Hillary as I was back in 1972. But
yeah.
I think she'll be probably the nominee. Nothing's going to stop her. Nobody cares what she does or what she doesn't say. So it's but you know what?
Which is a great thank you, Danny, for the call. Which is a great calling card. Nobody cares what she does or says.
I just love what Danny said, though. See, what's interesting is Danny said what he said, and is he really a Bernie guy?
Yeah, he said that.
Because if you say, almost in the same sentence, I'm a Bernie guy, but Ben Carson's crazy.
Right.
I mean, that's about all you need to say.
Like I said, I'm going to trust Danny's perspective on who is and isn't stoned.
Well, I'm just going to leave that alone as well.
I'm just not going to go anywhere else.
Danny, you're kooky.
You got got my vote.
Please
on the stoning
keep listening
thing.
Yeah. And calling.
Coming right back is Baldwin McCullough.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
See.
It's Balda McCullough live from New York. It's hard to believe with the mournful strains of those guitars that we are all the way to the end of the broadcast. Stevie B is here. And you had a little trouble getting to the studio tonight.
Did I?
Because some strange guy wanted to buy eggs from you.
That never happens.
Yeah, but tonight you actually had you actually had a drunk guy in your driveway.
Well, no.
Hammered.
Something like that.
Okay. Maybe it was Danny. Danny came up from Tampa buying your eggs.
Maybe it was. No, I live on a farm. And they sell eggs. I live in a house like to the side.
You're Farmer Steve now.
And I, exactly. And I get down the driveway. I stop because I got the dogs in the car tonight. I'm like dropping off my wife and unloading groceries. And I'm getting ready to turn around and race here. And this car pulls down the driveway.
Yeah.
And this guy rolled down the window and, you know, so where you get the eggs? And I'm like.
And you could smell him coming.
I said, yeah, during daylight, you know. But no, at first I couldn't, like, because he just said, like, is this where you get the, like, I couldn't.
Right.
And then I'm sitting there going, like, I got to turn this guy around. It's a long driveway. I got to get him out of here, you know. And then I realize he's like, little eggs. And I'm going, boy, he must have rehearsed that first one really a couple of times, you know.
I'm going to say this the right way. I'm going to say it the right way, I promise.
And then I had to go through that whole process of, like, don't freak out and just be calm and go as fast as you can.
Yeah. All right, real quickly, line three, David in California. David, we've only got seconds, but your thought on Dr. Carson, I'm sorry, on the TSA.
Yeah, the paranoia economy. I see that every time these old boys find a new fear, they figure a way to cash in on it. And if you look at the origins of ISIS, it turns out it's not only Dick Cheney in the Golan Heights, but I figure it's Blackwater.
All right, David. Wow. Jimmy in the Bronx on AM 970. Jimmy, you got the floor.
Do you realize we could have avoided all this nonsense that 20 years ago we would have supported Patriot Jay Buchanan for president? He was the guy who was really trashed when he said, put the military on the border. We're going to end affirmative action. We're going to do a lot of things to straighten the place out.
There's a lot of people that said that, Jimmy. I understand. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience. And, Stephen, thanks for getting back safely from Israel with us. Did you have a good time?
I had a fantastic time.
Our bus number 6, I think many of them were listening in the chat room tonight all across the country, and so a shout-out to them.
We had
the best bus that we've...
And our host.
Yair. Yair.
I call him Yair.
And Samir, who was the bus driver.
The driver.
He didn't drive us off any cliffs.
Fabulous.
Now, you did take Mike Lindell within 60 miles of ISIS for some fish one night.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it was good fish.
But, and Mike's telling the story everywhere, so we'll have to get his perspective on that when we come along.
Almost heavenly fish.
Yeah. Well, you almost met God. We'll be back next Saturday. I hope you'll join us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks so much for making us your choice every Saturday night.
God bless.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Story.